Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome.
Hello, and welcome to another inspired podcast episode, season 2, 9, I think we're at already. This one is called Law of Attraction is Not Magical Thinking. And I didn't even know I was going to make a podcast. I was sitting writing an email about something else. I just had a lot of fun with a bunch of friends on Zoom. And I was like, bing, it is time to do a podcast. And here's what happened. Sometime in the last week or so, I saw a spiritual blog post about how law of attraction actually leads people astray. And I thought, ooh, I'd love to talk about that. So let's talk about the leading astray thing, especially if you're trying to practice law of attraction and you're not getting results, or if you've heard bad things about law of attraction, or if you're wondering if law of attraction will indeed lead you also astray so that you actually aren't going to get anything done because you're just laying around looking at the sky and magically thinking. So let's talk about that. I do agree that there are some law of attraction teachings that are missing a critical component of how law of attraction actually works. And they're missing the feeling part. They're missing the alignment part. They're missing the heart-centered part. And so if somebody is saying, you're just going to think it real, think, and then you're going to get your Lamborghini, and then you're going to get the lottery, is going to land in your lap, and you don't have to take any action. You just have to think about it and do positive thoughts. That is actually not going to yield you the results that you want, whether it's a Lamborghini or not. I always say Lamborghini. I don't want a Lamborghini. And it's okay if you do want a if you truly want a Lamborghini, I celebrate that, but I don't want it. But that's one of those status symbols, right? They put that red car on their law of attraction marketing. So here's the thing. You don't get what you're thinking. You get what you're vibing. What does that mean? You get what you're feeling. You get what you're feeling. And you get what you're feeling about a topic. Now, you don't get an individual thought about a topic. It's not like you're thinking, one thought, and it actually happens exactly as you were thinking it. What you get is you get vibrational matches to the general vibration, the standard vibration, your default vibration that you have around a topic. And there's tons of topics, right? You could be thinking about relationships in general. You could be thinking about a specific relationship at work or at home. You could be thinking about money in general. You could be thinking about money coming from a specific avenue, okay? So there's large topics, then there's all the topics inside of them. And if you think about how many topics there are in your life, how many things you turn your attention to, each one of those has a vibrational set point. Sometimes I like to say, if you have a piano and that general vibrational emotional tone had a sound, what would the sound be? And of course, if you were thinking about a topic and that topic is upsetting to you and you're just really tangled on it, the piano might be like, right? Or if you have a topic that always makes you feel good, one of my jokes is like the Renaissance festivals, the festivals we have here in the U.S. where it's the pretend Middle Ages. They're my happy place. Like my vibrational set point for a Renaissance festival is, oh. So here's the thing. Is it wishful thinking? Yes and no, right? You do want to think about what you're wishing for, but if you're not feeling the feelings that you'll be feeling when you have the thing that you're wishing for, you will not get the thing that you're wishing for. Let me repeat that. If when you're thinking about the thing that you want that you don't have, if you're not feeling the feelings of what it will feel like to have the thing that you want, you won't get the thing that you want. So you're really supposed to feel it real. Not just think it real, feel it real, which I'm thinking might have been a book that I'd seen years ago. I'll have to look that up again. Feel it real, okay? So, well, what are thoughts then? Well, you have a thought, your soul, your inner being, responds to that thought with a feeling, as if to say, I agree with this thought you're having. I feel good. I don't agree with this thought that you're having. That's the bad feel. It's like your soul doesn't feel good. Your soul doesn't feel good or bad. Your soul always feels happy, but your soul is sending you vibrational text messages. That's what your emotions are. So you think a thought, I'm never going to have my Lamborghini, and you feel bad. That means your inner being is saying, I don't agree with that. I could have a Lamborghini. Woo, that feels good. That means my inner being is saying, yes, I do agree. I want a Lamborghini. Well, for me, that's not true. I actually don't want a Lamborghini. I want a Lamborghini, so that's not true. I love my minivan. Oh, that feels good. That's true. And you literally can piece together your thoughts that way. your thoughts and your feelings. So here's the thing about law of attraction. If a person subscribes to the idea of magical thinking, if I just think about this topic and I just write down this topic and I just demand this topic and I think about this topic, that is going to lead you astray, according to this other blog post. And I would say, yeah, you could look at it that way. I would agree it would lead you astray in that you're thinking that you want these things, but your feeling isn't matching and you're not going to get it. Okay. So now what? The last podcast was all about the fourth turning and the world and all sorts of stuff. Wow, there's so much to think about. There's so much that's happening in the world. There's so much that's changing, right? But one thing is always constant. One thing is always constant. What you think and feel becomes your vibrational set point. Your vibrational set point becomes what you perceive and what you receive. What you perceive and what you receive. Your vibrational set point is what you perceive and you receive. This is really good to know because you can start to know if you're on the right track or not. So what are you perceiving? I posted something on Instagram not too long ago and I was like, I went into the grocery store and I was in such a good mood that I just saw good things everywhere. What I really was doing was interpreting everything as good. And somebody was backed up in the aisle. I wasn't like, oh, they're completely backing up the aisle here at the grocery store. I was like, yeah, I had this joyful compassion. Oh, yeah, my peripheral vision when I'm in my mask out in the world is not as good. They probably don't even see me. They don't even know that I'm here. And isn't it nice? I'm just watching this couple picking out produce. And I was like, oh, look at them, you know, happily, in my mind. They're happily married and they're doing their thing. I had a lovely conversation in my own mind about the topic of these two folks taking up the whole produce aisle while I was grocery shopping. Why? Because I was perceiving this high vibrational reality, which means that I'm also receiving more of that. More of that is coming to me. More opportunities where I'm seeing people and I'm seeing the best in them and I'm having a good time and all of those things. So you know what you're vibing, right? By how you feel. You know you're vibing by what you're receiving. You know you're vibing by what you're perceiving about what you've already received. So this takes it to the next level. How do you change something that you don't like, right? And, well, there's a bunch of ways to do it, but let me sort through all this vibrational information that's like literally here in the room right now while I'm doing this. How do you change a life that isn't what you want or change a topic that isn't what you want? Well, you have two ways to do it. Well, actually three ways. One, don't think about it at all, right? And that doesn't mean just sleep, because when you're sleeping, you're not creating. You're like literally on pause. That means meditating, taking your mind off of it, like going and doing something else, enjoying a different topic, like living a different part of your joyful life. Well, if you don't have any other part to live, then you do the next thing, right? Think about what you want and feel good while you're thinking about it. So you picture that thing that you want. Wouldn't it be nice to have a job that I really enjoy going to? Wouldn't it be nice to enjoy the money in my bank account? Wouldn't it be nice to feel this abundance flow and just feel this unlimited flow of abundance? What would that be like? Wouldn't it be nice to just feel thriving in my body? In fact, my body's so thriving, I don't even think about my body. I just do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it physically. And that, isn't that amazing? Wouldn't it be nice, right? So you talk about these concepts and you only get as specific as feels good. So if talking about a specific dollar amount or a body situation makes you like, you know, like I've got to weigh this much or have this many muscles. If anything specific makes you start to feel yucky, don't be specific, be general. I want to feel good. I want to be thriving. I want to enjoy my life, right? But if that doesn't feel good, you can't really picture what you want and you can't really take your mind off of it, get present. Get present. So I'm going to say that again. If you can't really take your mind off of it and you can't really picture what you want and feel good about it, get present. And this is not magical thinking. This is focused thinking. This is conscious thinking. This is, I want to call it work, right? Because it's supposed to be fun work. But it's work in that I'm deciding to do this task. This is the task that I'm choosing to do. Get present. And that means things like I'm doing the dishes. I feel my hands in the gloves or whatever, or in the soap bubbles. I'm washing this dish. I'm washing this dish in the sink, and I'm feeling grateful that I have a dish to wash. I'm doing the dishes, and I'm watching the water come out of the tap, and I'm feeling grateful that there's clean water coming out of the tap. I'm walking through the house, and I feel the carpet under my bare feet. I am grateful that I have carpet under my feet. Get present and get into a state of appreciation. Now, here's the thing. You're not thinking about the big thing that you want or that you don't have. You're not even thinking about that topic, but what is your vibe? Your vibe, your feelings are in a state of appreciation, which means you are having, zooming to you, receiving more things to appreciate. And then you get in this appreciation rampage, and the appreciation rampage starts putting you in an attitude of appreciation. This attitude of appreciation gives you more things to appreciate. And before you know it, and I really mean this, before you know it, you're catching yourself appreciating things in that topic that used to be really tangled. Like you're paying a bill and you're like, well, at least I have the money to pay this bill. And you're like, whoa, did I just appreciate paying a bill? And you're like, check me out. Yes. Now, let's talk about appreciation. I've talked about this before, but really feeling the urge to put this in a podcast to wrap this up all in one place. There's gratitude and there's appreciation, and they have slightly different feelings. I would say appreciation is a higher vibe than gratitude in general, right? And that doesn't mean that your word for gratitude might not be what I'm talking about with appreciation. But so let's not get, don't get tangled up too much in the linguistics of this, but let's talk about the feelings around it. Here's what gratitude often is. Thank goodness for this thing that I haven't had for so long. Or I'm so grateful for this thing because it might be gone tomorrow. Sometimes gratitude is almost like you're hanging on the edge of the cliff and you're looking over the edge of, pulling yourself up the cliff and you're like, oh, look, I can see the top. I'm so grateful that I'm almost at the top of this cliff. But there's a part of you that's still hanging into the unwanted. That can be gratitude. Gratitude, we'll talk about that in a second. Appreciation. There's no unwanted in appreciation. It's just the hills are alive, right? I'm on the top of the cliff. I'm already there. I'm just loving life. I'm in stable footing with what I'm talking about, and there's appreciation. So when do you use one or the other? Well, you use gratitude when you are reaching relief. Like when you've been in a place where you haven't been feeling good, but you can start to feel that there's some good feelings. That's what gratitude is. When you can be in a state of appreciation because it feels really good and you're sure-footed, then do appreciation. So, all right, so let's go back into the topic. Do you believe that you live in a vibrational universe? Do you believe that everything is vibration? And one of the ways you can think about vibration are our feelings. Those are vibrations. Thoughts emit vibrations, right? Everything's vibrational, right? Even all the cells, if you get all science-y, quantum physics-y, right? Do you believe that you live in a vibrational universe? Yes. Do you believe that your thoughts become things? That's law of attraction. To take it one step further, do you believe that your thoughts evoke feelings, which is your inner being's response to you, that your thoughts evoke feelings and that those feelings are a vibration and that those vibrations are attracting more like vibrations? Do you agree? Do you believe in feeling it real? And if you do, then what is the most important thing that you could possibly do throughout your day is to feel good. To feel good. And there are so many tools to do that. But what do you need to do to feel good? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to decide that you're going to look for things to appreciate. You're going to decide to look for things that feel good. You're going to decide. You're going to make more decisions about what you're thinking about, who you're hanging out with, what you're looking at on the internet, how long you're going to spend doing whatever activity that you're doing. You're going to decide to be more in touch with your intuition. You're going to decide more often to follow those nudges. You're going to make more decisions. Right? That's not magical thinking in terms of, I'm just going to think stuff and then it's supposed to magically appear, right? But it is magical thinking in that I know the magic of the universe. I know that there are no miracles. Everything is normal to the universe. It's just vibrational matching. I know that appreciation, as Abraham would say, is the magic formula that I've been seeking. I know the magical thinking. I know that appreciation is the magical thinking to receiving the things that I'm wanting about the topics that I'm wanting them in. So yes, if the law of attraction teachings do not include the feeling component, it won't work. If a person is, they call it spiritual bypass, or not being emotionally honest, not being emotionally honest, either because they can't be emotionally honest, or they are thinking emotions are bad, right? They've been taught that emotions are the reason why they don't have what they want. You're too emotional, right? If they're in any way denying what they're feeling, if they're trying to pretend they don't feel what they feel, if they're just not good yet at tuning into what they're feeling and knowing what they're feeling. They don't have that emotional language yet with which to understand it. That's where the stuff about law of attraction, I mean, that's where the rubber hits the road about this stuff. Because you're not going to get what you think about, you're going to get what you feel about. You're going to get what you feel about, and you use your thoughts to fine-tune your feelings. So, isn't that great? It's this whole... It's great. And so let's talk about, isn't that great? And the answer to that is maybe. Let's be honest. This is great when you're on a roll. This law of attraction stuff is great when you're feeling good and your feeling good is yielding more feeling good. But it is doesn't feel great when you don't feel good and you're tangled and you can't figure out the feel good. And now you know that it's your fault. If everything has a vibrational reason and you're the only one who can vibrationally vibrate and things come to you, then everything that you're vibrationally experiencing is because of your vibration, right? I had a friend recently say, because one of my original podcasts was, I hated law of attraction for 2 years, right? And they were talking about how they're relating to that right now because they're tangled. And I'm like, I get it. If you're in this place where you're struggling with law of attraction, admit it. I'm really frustrated with this whole concept, right? Because I'm in a place where I don't want to be, and I don't have what I want yet, and I'm not sure I'm doing this right. So here's what I would say to this. My guides would say to this. Breathe. Just breathe and remember, the whole point of this is to feel good. And if you do nothing else today, remind yourself that the best thing you can do is to set the intent to decide that you're going to look for things that make you feel good. You're going to look for things that please you. You're going to look for more things that please you. It doesn't even have to be all things. You're going to look for more things that please you. And so it is. So, magical thinking, law of attraction, does this stuff work? In order for you to know that it's working for you, you have to know where you're starting. You have to know where you are. If you don't know how you're feeling right now, how will you know when your feelings change? If you don't know what your life is right now and your relationship with your life, when your life begins to change, will you actually pay attention to it, or will it always feel like it is the way that it is? Okay. I'm going to get back to that for a second. I'm going to come over here to this topic and I'm going to say this. Making more decisions about what you're doing with your attention and your focus, right? That is the work. Being more deliberate about what you're thinking about and what you're giving your focus to, that's the work. If you just take that away from everything that has been said about everything, and remember that, now you've got it. To be more deliberate about what I'm thinking and what I'm giving my focus to. And to choose more what I'm thinking about and what I'm giving my focus to. Right? To do that. That's how you shift your life. No matter what is going on in the world, that is how you shift your life. That is how you begin to allow change to happen. Now, stepping over back to what I was saying before, begin to recognize that it's already happening. Begin to recognize that you were not in the same place consciously that you were 3 months ago. Begin to recognize that you have made leaps and bounds in your inner world, which always happens. Like 99% of the change happens in the inner world before, boop, it pops into the physical world. All the change is, the 99% is on the inside, the part of the iceberg, the floating iceberg that you can't see before it manifests. Boop. I do a monthly review every month. There's questions that I ask. Right now I use the Passion Planner. If you go to passionplanner.com, they even have like a PDF you can download of their monthly review questions, but you can make them up yourself or you can take a look at other ones out there. And there are things like, you know, how did you do this month? How did you spend your time? What would you do differently? What were some of the top three things you feel grateful for? How do you feel different this month than you did last month? And even if you feel like you've done nothing in your life or nothing has changed in your life, I promise you it has. Because you can never stand still in life. There's always evolution. There is always evolution. But if you don't know it, I would say, what's the fun in that? To be a part of your own evolution, to be conscious of your own evolution, to see yourself expanding, to know that you're expanding, to be a conscious part of your own expansion. That is why you are here on the planet. Woo! So, start. And even if it's the middle of the month, you can just say, you know, I'm gonna start to do a review. And then every month, or whenever time feels right to you, but I'll recommend if you want to know a program, every month, you'll start. Don't look at what you wrote last month before you write this month. Just start fresh. So just write this month. And then the next month, don't look back, just write this month. You can look back in between, but when you're going to sit down to write, just start fresh. You're not writing it in comparison to the past. You're saying, where am I at now? You will begin, oh, I'm getting shivers. You will begin to see the evolution that you are, that is unfolding. And when you get into that feeling, this is the manifestation sweet spot. It looks like this. I love where I am. I love what's coming to me. What's coming to you? I have no idea. What's coming to you? I don't know what's coming to me, but I love it. How could you love it if you don't know what it is? Because it feels really good. Well, how do you know it feels good? Because I feel good right now. So I love where I am right now. I so feel good where I am right now. And I know that more things that feel like this are coming. And I don't even have to know what they are. It feels so amazing that the unfolding of the universe feels this good. And I love to be surprised and delighted. I want to be surprised and delighted by the universe. And if this statement, the surprise and delight of the universe, causes you to feel constricted, right? You know that you have a belief system in there where you're not trusting the universe, which really means that you're not trusting yourself, which means that you're not trusting this whole vibrational universe thing, which means that you're still in this state of law of attraction training, if you want to call it that, your coursework with yourself, to prove it to yourself that law of attraction works. And that's okay to be there, because you got to be there. If you're there, you can't not be where you are. So be there. A lot of folks are coming to law of attraction or really getting into it more because there's all this changing stuff in the world, right? So start where you are. And if you already know that the universe is yielding you amazing, 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 and your job is to line up with it, may this remind you that all you need to do, the work, is to decide more about how you want to feel and where you're putting your attention. Yeah. And so it is.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek, and I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.